I teach graduate students in speech-language pathology on how to help children and adults who cannot speak or who are difficult to understand their speech. These individuals may have a variety of challenges, such as autism, post-stroke, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injury, and others. We as speech-language pathologists can help them learn to communicate in other ways, such as using talking computers, pictures, and communication books. These methods are called augmentative and alternative communication, or AAC for short, because they can either assist or replace someone's voice. So our students learn how to do both assessments and interventions. Here at the University of Wyoming, we have a speech and hearing clinic where individuals who have difficulty talking can receive evaluations and interventions for augmentative and alternative communication.